to. So why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
President Trump will sign a Veterans Care bill in a Wednesday White House ceremony, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a preview.
The measures to give vets expanded access to private care at taxpayer expense, and proponents say while it will help relieve the backlog at VA health centers around the nation, critics are warning the measure is part of a broader Republican effort to privatize the Veterans Administration. President Trump is expected to tout the bill as a campaign promise that he has been able to keep. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
One of the big stories in Washington, D.C. this week is if President Trump has the presidential powers to pardon himself, although it was once again reiterated during the White House press briefing that the president did nothing wrong. Well, Senator Chuck Grassley, he's a Republican from Iowa, he has some advice for President Trump.
If I were president of the United States and I had a lawyer that told me I could pardon myself, I think I'd hire a new lawyer.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, this is Shaq. When I was playing ball, our team doctors helped me overcome pain with something called TENS therapy. And Icy Hot Smart Relief is that same kind of therapy. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that immediately start blocking pain. Back, hip, knee, or shoulder pain. Even works for hours after you turn it off. Man, this Smart Relief's so smart, they should call it Shaq Relief. Ooh, I like that one. Somebody write that down for me. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain. Get my lawyer on the phone. You need to patent that.
Use only as directed.
Well, if you're one of those parents out there looking for something for your kids to do, summer camps is something that we may turn to as a parent. Sometimes they involve swimming. Other times it's arts and crafts. Well, how about a course on financial literacy? Chris Hogan is a financial expert. He says kids need to be taught how to use money from a very early age.
Money isn't an elective in life. It's a necessary skill. So if we can teach young people early how to handle money, they can be more successful in life financially.
Hogan also talks about if these camps are going to be a growing trend moving forward.
Well, I think it's something that as we look at helping young people to grow, helping them to understand leadership, entrepreneurial skills, as well as money skills, there's a way to do it in a fun way. I mean, if you think about it, we learn to spell playing Scrabble at a young age. We learn strategy playing games. Why not help young people understand the strategy of money in a good way? I'm not saying sit them down with spreadsheets and have them have pocket protectors for 9 days, but let's give them some skills in a fun way.
Yesterday, Apple unveiled a new app called Screen Time, which will help people control how much time they spend on their iPad or iPhones, and also help parents control and remotely track how they limit their children's use of those devices. Kirk Knutson's a tech expert. He talks more about Screen Time.
This will be a very interesting feature in the future called Screen Time, which will enable you or a parent of their child to limit the amount of time that these devices take from our lives.
Interesting idea there for Apple. Have to see how that works out in September. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Good afternoon. It's Tuesday, June 5th, 2018. We're glad that you're joining us today. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for Teachable Moments in Business. So I have a question for you. Where can business people go to learn the most up-to-date information? Where can they learn ideas and strategies and tactics from other people who have been successful? Well, it's right here on Teachable Moments in Business. And I'm glad that you're listening today, and I hope you'll have a pencil and paper handy, because today I have a wonderful guest with me, Christine Ruth-Deutsch, who owns a business called Implementing Your Vision. And Christine, I want to thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
You're my kind of girl. You do the kind of things that you have the kind of business that always interests me, because you're out there to help other people really achieve their goals. And we're going to learn more about your business, and I'm going to ask you a bunch of probably surprise questions as we go along. Who knows? But at any rate, I'm going to go on to some words from our sponsors. We'll do a little weather report, and then we'll come back and we'll begin to chat.
Bye.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
So you're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for today. And just to take a look at the weather a little bit here, it's 75 degrees. This says it's 75 and it feels like 75. Okay, that is a good thing. And it's mostly cloudy outside, although the weather is kind of nice and the sun will peek through every so often. But we are probably expecting a stray shower this afternoon. This evening, the skies will be partly cloudy with a low of about 52 degrees. So when I come back for our next weather report, I'll go look at the extended weather for today, Tuesday, June 5th. So let's see. We have Christine, Christine Rothdeutsch, who owns Implementing Your Vision. I want to thank you again for being here today.
We met at a BW Nice Meeting.
Is that where we met? I always forget where I meet people because I meet so many.
Yeah, I came across the river from Pennsylvania to come to the Hunterdon Meeting because I'm actually from the Lehigh Valley chapter.
But
I like to get around, so yeah. I occasionally come over to the Hunterdon chapter.
Well, that's really good. In fact, this evening I'm teaching a class at Raritan Valley Community College on behalf of the Small Business Development Center of New Jersey, and my class is on networking skills. So you're using your networking skills for to get to know people. And in fact, when I tell people that they need to get out there and to network, I think it's important to go to a meeting to learn something, to learn how you can help other people, and then you can begin to tell people what you do, and perhaps you'll do business with somebody in the room, but don't count on it. Sometimes you're looking for referrals too. So I'm sure you get a little bit of that. I'm sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. In fact, in the beginning, I was so much better at helping other people than helping myself.
Yeah, really? Yeah, there you go. So you own your business, Implementing Your Vision, and I downloaded your bio, you know, off of the website, which is that the name of your website, Implementing Your Vision?
That is my website, okay. But I have to say it needs to be updated.
Yeah, okay. I'm the shoemaker's kid. I have three websites, and I don't often do what I preach, but you do have to keep up with your website, and it's not easy to do that when we're so so many things happening in business today. Business is working at such a rapid pace that it's difficult to really keep up. But in fact, you had mentioned that you're there as a business support service to companies who have been in business for some time, who have already become established, but maybe they hit some roadblocks or they run into business situations that they really need help in evaluating and determining how they're going to deal with them.
Well, yeah, and it's I work a lot of times with the solopreneur who's been doing everything in their business since they started, and they think that that's the way to make it big. They have to reach a certain goal, although when I ask them what that goal is, they can't tell me. But I just feel that in order for anyone to truly grow their business and become big, you need the support of other people.
You do.
You can't do it all yourself.
Yeah.
And part of it's mindset. Part of it with doing it yourself, you're keeping yourself small. But also it's time. You just can't do it all in your business. And that's where I come in. And I help with a lot of the things that may not generate income directly, but it releases some time from everybody's day so they can actually get out and have more sales calls,
that's true.
Conversations of actually making money. It's like, let me work in the background.
Yeah.
Let me keep your face out there for you, you know, in the various ways that I work with people, and, you know, you will make more money.
Yeah. And your point about giving people the time to reach out to their clients, today you can read statistics which indicate that people have very little FaceTime with clients because they're so caught up with all the day-to-day stuff, the management of their businesses, and they become, a crutch, too. People may use those excuses of things they have to do, In fact, you know, I teach classes on selling, marketing and selling skills, and it's amazing how many people I come into contact with who say they don't like to sell. Well, if you don't, believe it or not. So I say to them, first of all, if you don't market, you're not going to sell. And if you don't know the techniques for selling, you're not going to get the order.
Absolutely, yeah. And I mean, it's really not even selling. I mean, everybody shies away from that. But when it's explained, you know, oh, you're not selling. You're actually offering people something to help them. Oh, okay, that I can do.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's always interesting. I had somebody come to me one time to get me to join an organization, and I told her I'd been in sales for many years. I've been selling for over 45 years. And she said, oh, I don't like to sell. And I said, what do you think you're doing here in my office? She came to talk to me about joining the organization. She never thought of it that way. She had in mind the old stereotypical salesman, you know, the used car salesman, the one that takes the order and runs and doesn't show up again.
Yep.
And those times have definitely changed to the better, certainly. So I guess it's kind of, if we can go back a little bit, I'm always curious to know how people get into their businesses. How did you get here?
Well, there was a time in my life that I didn't think I really had anything to offer anybody. I had raised two children, stay-at-home mom. My daughter's hearing impaired, so I put a lot of extra time in getting what she needed and whatnot. And when it came time for me to go back to work, I did for a short time. And I tried my hand at direct marketing, and I couldn't sell. Like, I believed in my product, and I couldn't sell. And one day I looked at myself. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm really good at all this stuff preparing to do what I had to do, but I wasn't good at you know, getting people to want to talk to me or, you know, get a group together or something like that. And when I spoke to a few friends of mine over time, a couple people, without even asking them, they pointed out to me what I was good at. I'm like, yeah, I know what I'm good at, but nobody will pay me. And they're like, yes, they will. They're like, businesses need you.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. It's like, and this was like early on, you know, when I had a computer just for a few years. It's like it was still fairly new to me. But I jumped in, and actually I wasn't remote at first. At first I was going out to local businesses to support them a few hours a week on what they needed, but that didn't last too long because, well, you know, running from business to business, just you're really not making anything. Yeah. and you're spending so much time. And I looked at, you know, working remotely and what were the skills needed and everything, and I loved learning all about the computer technologies, everything that's out there that they say, hey, you can build your own business. And that's what I like to say to people, too. It's like, yes, you can build your own website. They make it so easy. Does it mean you should? Mm-hmm. Does it mean it's going to work for you? That's why you need to work with people like me who understand these technologies. I don't build websites, but I can help facilitate the build.
Sure.
But I understand the terminology.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to something like that, I'm kind of the interpreter between the client and the website builder because they speak two different languages.
Okay, well that.
But it was just, I love organizing. I love details.
Mm-hmm.
I when something has to happen, I start at the where the goal is and work back. Okay, every little thing that has to happen, and with these online technologies too, it's like, how do you make these things work together? How do you connect a lead magnet to your website, to your email list? How do you make it all work and everything? And it just kind of blossomed.
Yeah.
I just dove in and started learning all these technologies and whatnot, and I love it. And all these years, when I worked a job, I lasted maybe 2 years till I got bored, and it's like, all right, time to move on. In all these years of having my own business, I have never once felt that way, that, oh, my God, let's just go get a job. It's like, no.
Right.
Every client is different. I have gotten such an education over all these years.
Yeah. When did you get the business started?
It was in about 2010. At the end of 2010, I decided to start my own business. And like I say, at that point, it was like pretty much on-site work. And then like 2 years into it, 2012, 2013, it really kicked in to being remote work.
Very interesting. Well, I have a bunch more questions to ask you, but before we get to those, we're going to hear from some of our sponsors, and I will come back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for today, and I have Christine Rothdeutsch, who is my guest, who is the owner of Implementing Your Vision. And what's interesting about your title is that people actually get mixed up between what's a vision and what's a mission. And you probably have run into this many times, and they kind of get them mixed up. But the vision is obviously something that you're giving some thought to, things that you would like to see happen, and the mission is actually carrying it out. And you help people mostly virtually, or do you do face-to-face work with clients also?
Most of my work is virtual. Really? If someone were to have an event that they need support at, I would help them at the event, but that's very rare.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then do you have other people that work with you?
I have a few subcontractors that mm-hmm. when need be, you know, I go to them, especially with like building a website. I have several different people that I work with to do that. And then there's some other applications that when it gets super technical and it's beyond the scope of my knowledge, I will bring them into the project.
Well, that sounds mm-hmm. good. Yeah, having that team of people is you can't be all things to all people either, right?
No, but and that's the thing. I want my clients to not have to worry about finding somebody else to do the next thing.
Yeah.
It's like whatever is needed for them, I will find that person, and they'll work through me so that it's just, you know, the client and myself working together. And then we just make it happen.
Yeah. I'm curious. That falls into the category of fusion marketing. And my question for you is, are there times that those folks that you're calling in to help one of your clients, do they ever find clients for you?
Okay. It has happened occasionally,
yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Over time. That's the nice thing. Working like this, everybody's so helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Between helping with the knowledge, you have a problem, there's a Facebook group for that.
Yeah,
like, you know,
yeah.
Put the question out there, get it. And as far as getting other clients, as people get to know you, they say, hey, you need to call Christine.
Yeah.
It's like, I think she can help you. Yeah.
That's really good. We had talked a little bit about passion, and because I have counseled thousands of people in over 17 years with the SBDCs here in New Jersey, People come with an idea. Also, by the way, I work in the pet industry too, so I've counseled people who had an idea for a pet product, and they have that passion for their animals. But passion, as we were saying earlier, goes just so far. You have to really take that passion, but then put into action all the different tactics that you need to have in order to launch and sustain a business. What are some of the areas of business that people have struggled with?
What I see is the technical side of things. You know, as I mentioned earlier, it's like they make all these wonderful technologies. Anybody can do it. You know, even a simple thing like email marketing. Mm-hmm. There's so many different platforms out there to choose from. And first of all, it's like, well, which one do you choose? And I really hate when people go to Facebook and say, well, what platform should I use? What email marketing should I use? What scheduler should I use? I mean, just figuring out what's right for you, mm-hmm. it's not just a simple question. I'm into details. It's like, well, what are your needs? Let's look at your needs. But before you know it, everybody's throwing information out there, you know, oh, I use this and I use that and everything. And I think it's just so confusing. And before you know it, they're not making any decision.
Yeah.
I say, call me. Let's just chat. You know, let's ask a few questions. Let's, you know, but the big thing is first finding out what's going to work for you, mm-hmm. and then implementing that, getting it to work.
Yeah. So what are some of the areas that you especially let me ask, go backwards. Would you say your core competencies are in particular areas, or are you more of a generalist, or can you say that you especially are competent in certain areas of business?
It's under sales and marketing systems within your business, mm-hmm. and then the communication aspect of it, of how are you staying in touch with your prospects and clients? What do you need to put into place to build your leads, to then nurture your leads,
yeah.
then your sales system? What are all those moving pieces? And that's where I help out. Sometimes I have to consult with my clients to help them figure out what that system is first, mm-hmm. before they start implementing. Because when you really don't think about it ahead of time and you just start throwing pieces out there, before you know it, you've got a real mess.
And yeah, right, exactly.
I really don't like cleaning up mess.
You know, you're mentioning communication. I think communication in business today in some areas is not very good at all. And I have run into so many glitches because of the poor communication. People don't keep other people in the loop.
Mm-hmm.
So they, or for example, I've been a manufacturer's rep for 40 years in the pet industry. A manufacturer might run an advertisement in a trade magazine, but he doesn't bother to tell the distributor who handles the product, nor the retail stores that actually stock it. And all of a sudden there's a demand for it and no products in the pipeline. I mean, that happens a lot. So that's one example for sure. I think another communication area is that businesses don't support the people within their channel to help them be more successful. In fact, I have an opportunity to work at a pet industry trade show. I'm actually volunteering my time. It's in a Philadelphia area in October. And the founder of the organization was asking me about topics that he thought they should offer. And one of them is the retail stores need to go to their vendors, their manufacturers and their distributors, and ask them about the tools that they have that will help the store become more successful. Or are they putting the store name on a website so people can find the product? These are things that people don't even think to ask. And you're probably seeing, one time I had a letter from a client that I counseled, and she said I answered questions that she didn't think to ask. And I think I would guess that you're in the same position. You have that vision to see where they need to be.
Exactly. When I'm working with clients and they tell me to do something, but I know they're working with a few other people. Maybe they're rebranding, you know, and then ultimately building a website, and they're putting on events, and they have documents they need to generate, and all these pieces. And they tell me to do this one piece, and I'm like, wait a minute here. Are we ready for this? No, wait a minute. We're working on these other areas first. Did you find out from the branding person, you know, do they, what do they have ready for you? Has a decision been made? Do you really want, I can spend time doing this for you, not a problem. Hey, yeah. I'm going to get paid.
Yeah.
But I really don't think we're ready for that. So in those cases, and that's why I like to be kind of the business manager for clients. So I'm in contact with anybody that they're talking to so that I can see all those other pieces that are going on. When you're not talking to the right people, you're wasting time.
Yeah, that's it's interesting that I've never met anybody that does exactly what you're doing. So it sounds to me that you have a differentiation among different business mentors or coaches that are out there.
Yeah, well, like I say, I enjoy it's solopreneurs. I'd like to really support women solopreneurs. Mm-hmm. I really want to see more women succeed.
Yeah,
and I just see I've just seen so many of them in business for a while and not really growing.
Yeah,
and I'm like, give me the let me in. I'm like, I'm knocking on the door. I'm like, let me in. I can help you.
Yeah.
I can help you really grow. Because I look at all these different aspects of your business. I ask a lot of questions. I don't have a lot of answers, but it gets them thinking. I can't tell you how many times I've asked questions of clients, and they're like, whoa, never thought about that,
yeah.
But I'm glad you asked that. You know, I really need to think about that.
That's good. It's funny. One of the things that I ask a client when I'm counseling is what's in it for somebody to do business with you. And it's amazing. And the two responses. One is they can't figure out why somebody should do business with them. And when they do figure it out, usually the statement that they give me is a reflection on themselves about who they are and what they do. But they never turn it around to give me a statement that's reflective of what the customer is going to gain from doing business with them, or what they're looking for, mm-hmm. and what they're going to gain. In other words, people buy the benefits of what they get from a vendor. They don't buy what you do; they buy what they get. Does that make
right.
sense?
No, I get that. Yeah, because I hear in the my business coach and in our big group, I hear this. Well, in the beginning, we were hearing it a lot from people. They were so into their processes.
They wanted to
talk about their processes.
Yeah.
And the coaches just kept coming back and saying, nobody cares about the process.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Like, what are you going to do for the person? How is their life going to be changed?
Right, exactly.
And that's how you really have to think about it and put yourself out there to people.
That's true. In fact, I've been to many, many trade shows in 40 years in my industry, and I also do the business expos. Hunterdon, by the way, has their business expos coming up in November, which is a wonderful event. You might like to go to that. One time I was at a show, and the exhibitor had a back wall with a whole bunch of bullet points of all. They were all features, one of which was new manufacturing process. And I said to him, do I really care that it's a new manufacturing process? So that statement without a benefit has no value. So whatever he might have told me, it didn't pass what I call the so what test. Because unless you hear the benefit of what that manufacturing process is or anything else, any other features it may offer, it really means nothing to you. But a lot of people are so focused on themselves, they don't think about what the customers. But as a vendor, it's your job to make heroes out of your client and help them to achieve their goals.
Right.
And a lot of people don't even have goals. And I'm sure you have found that to be that you really have to get them to think really hard about why they're doing what they're doing and what they want to do. And it has to be goal driven. That's the first step.
Right. And again, when I work with my clients, I'm forever asking them, well, what's the goal here? Why are we doing this? You know, where does that fit into the big picture for you? I'm always, you know, coming back to the goals. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's really good. Okay, I think we're going to break here for a moment, and we have a news break and some weather, and we'll come back once again.
USA Radio News.
Today, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced that he has canceled 3 weeks of the chamber's month-long August recess. Earlier today, McConnell explains his actions.
We think we have a good chance of passing a number of appropriation bills. In order to do that and in order to deal with this nominations backlog, it's necessary for us to be here in August and to do our work.
President Trump is changing his tune regarding a NAFTA deal with Canada and Mexico. White House National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow has the details.
You know, yesterday we met with the president a couple times, and he is very seriously contemplating kind of a shift in the NAFTA negotiations. His preference now, and he asked me to convey this, is to actually negotiate with Mexico and Canada separately. He prefers bilateral negotiations.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for today. And Christine Rothdeutsch is the is my guest for today. The name of her business is Implementing Your Vision. And just taking a look at the weather, right now it's about 75 degrees out. Tomorrow we're looking at about a high of 71 degrees, and it'll be partly cloudy. I think in the overall it'll probably be a nice day. And a few clouds will form in the evening with a low of about 53. And then on Thursday, partly cloudy once again in the morning and a high of 74 degrees, partly cloudy at nighttime. And so in the overall, we've got a couple days of nice weather or decent weather, not totally sunny. Just hoping it's good this weekend. That's what I'm looking for, get outside and go to my lake. But at any rate, we've been talking about Christine's business and how she helps clients. And I noticed on your website that you've been involved in some and implementing some mastermind weekends. I'm curious about that. Weekend, do you actually have people come for a weekend?
Well, that came about very interestingly a few years ago. I had been working with a business coach in New Jersey and got to know the other women in the group. And we always joked about, you know, when we get together for those two-day masterminds, it was okay, but we came away with all this information. We wanted to work on our business, implement what we had, and we joked about getting together at the beach and working on our businesses. And as time went by, nobody said anything. And then I just put it out there one time, hey, who is serious about this? I'll get us a house, we'll get together for a weekend and work on our businesses. So there were eight of us that came together, but it wasn't just coming together and saying, okay, now what? I planned the whole weekend. And we had such a wonderful mix of expertise in the group that other people could make some presentations and help in certain areas and whatnot. But the one thing I started out with was an activity of, let's see if we know what each other does. I said, we've known each other at least a year, some 2 years. I said, so does everybody know what everybody else does? So we wrote it on cards, and it was very eye-opening to see, wow, maybe I'm not putting the right message out there. If these women who I've been with for a couple of years now don't really get me. And it was the same for a few other people, too. It's like, you know, the message wasn't really clear. But after this whole weekend, I mean, like I say, it was a couple different activities. We actually had work time to do things on our business. Afterwards, everybody was like, oh, my God, this is what we've been missing.
Yeah.
You know, coaching is great, but this was so different. I mean, we really accomplished a lot. So for that year, I kept it going. Twice a month, we'd meet online for a mastermind session, who needs help with what, and I facilitated hot seats and whatnot. And others.
What's a hot seat?
A hot seat is, what's your one burning question? What do you need help with? What do you need brainstorming over? So you pose your question, and then everybody contributes ideas to it. Doesn't mean you're going to come up with the idea. You come away with a lot of ideas, yeah. And then take that information and decide which pieces you want to use.
That's it. I know, obviously I'm not going to ask you who these people were, but what would be the profiles of the businesses that these folks had?
A leadership coach, mm-hmm. A speaking coach, a health coach. We all can use a health coach,
yeah,
you know.
That's true.
somebody who, knows a lot of the web stuff and internet and some social media and whatnot. So it was a great mix of people.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Everybody brought something really unique. And like I say, for a whole year, we were meeting. And then we came together for two more live retreats, mm-hmm. working on our business for that year. And I was just like, after that first weekend, I was like, oh, my God. I felt so good that, I was able to use my skills to facilitate
right.
What went on. I was like, I got to do more of this because I feel that it's a missing piece for a lot of people. Everybody's got a lot of knowledge.
Yes, they do.
If you've been working with a coach, if you've been studying online, you got a lot of knowledge. And you can help other people, and other people can help you.
Right.
So when you bring it together in a mastermind group and it's facilitated that everybody contributes, it's just golden.
That's very nice. I mean, I've done brainstorming with people and in groups, but not for a period of over 2 days that you
mm-hmm.
did this.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Because, you can have a mastermind for 2 hours. Okay, now
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Are you going to keep going? Are you going to implement anything? Great. You met for 2 hours. Now what?
Yeah.
But when it's the same group meeting over time, the bond that forms is so unique, and it keeps you going. And when you have the same focus also, if you're focused on, we want to make money, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there we go. That's the goal,
yeah,
right?
Right.
Are we all on the same page?
That's really
it's unbelievable
good.
What can happen.
This is maybe a silly question, but where does the phrase mastermind come from?
Napoleon Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Umpteen years ago, I'm sorry, I don't know all the specifics, but Napoleon Hill was the first one who came to realize that, everybody's got knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You bring that together. The mind,
right.
Mastering it all together, and that's where it really all started.
That's very good. Now, I did ask you, we're going to have a break here in a couple, we have time yet. We have another 15 minutes to go before we hear from sponsors. I had asked you about maybe one or two case studies of people that you've worked with, just to give us a sense of how you met them, or perhaps you got connected with them, and how you uncover what their concerns were, and what you were able to do to help them out, and what the end result might have been, or was.
Well, one person that I'm helping now, she does podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
And it started out as just she needed a tech person because she had worked with a few people and was in between, and somebody referred me to her. So mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I'll edit your podcast and get it up on your website and whatnot. But over time, it's been a couple of years now that we've been working together. She had a period of time that she's like, well, I'm not quite sure if this direction is what I want. And we would talk periodically because I do that. I truly believe in verbal communications, not just emails,
mm-hmm.
So we would talk periodically. And, yes, she did take a break for a little while, but we stayed in touch. And just with some of the questions I asked her over time and whatnot, she found her direction. And when we talked, I couldn't believe the excitement in her voice. And we started working together again, and, you know, it's podcasting, and she had direction. And then the 1 month, things were going really well, and she was getting great responses. And it was like nothing I had heard from this woman before. I was just so excited for her that she finally was in a great place and knew what she really wanted. And for her, the podcasting is a conduit for the people that she's already working with. She wanted something to have for them after they worked with her. Okay, now, you know, here's podcasts you listen to, join the Facebook group and have a conversation. And that's really, you know, it wasn't so much a moneymaker for her. It was a conduit to continue the conversation with people she had already worked with. But just to hear the excitement from her, I just, it made me feel so good. Like I said, I love to get paid, but just knowing that the client is doing so well. And the other one I think of, it's somebody who's been in business for many, many years, is a coach, and she has many systems in her business. And we started working together, and at first I wasn't quite sure if it was going to work or not because she had so much going on, and she was a little set in her ways. And I'd suggest things. It's like, no, that's not going to work. Well, let's go to this other piece that she needs help with and everything. And we slowly went into working together, and I guided her to some new systems, just slowly. We're still working on it. It's still not in place. It takes quite a while to bring things around. But within 2 months... now, this is somebody I know from my coaching group. She put it out there in our coaching group. Her income for 1 month had toppled. It was over $10,000, and she had not seen that since, a couple years, prior. I mean, within a few months, she realized, and she said it to me a few times, too. It's like she's learning to delegate. She knows she and I can hear it in her voice too. It's like I should just do it myself. It's like no. I'm going to let somebody else do it.
Yeah.
And she's realizing that it's just what she's needed.
Yeah.
And she can show it in the dollars. It's happening for
that's
her.
That's very exciting for you and obviously for her.
Yeah.
When you said that you were helping her develop new systems, what kind of systems are you talking about?
Well, just to begin with, like project management.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just reacting all the time, tomorrow I have this event, I need this, and this. It's like, no. We're going to think ahead, okay? Let's what's coming up in the next month, okay? And let's try a project management software. And like I say, there too, we're still, it's still morphing, and we're trying to find the right method for her that'll work for both of us. Mm-hmm. But it's coming together. But she was always just last minute and throwing things out there, and then things sometimes something might not work for her right, and then all the angst comes in, and it's like no. Relax. It's like when you're having a problem, give it to me. Just give it to me. We'll figure this out, together. Thinking ahead was really big for her.
That's really
to
good.
Plan ahead.
Yeah. That's really good. One of the areas that I think is most difficult for small business owners is the acquisition of a system where they can keep track of all their contacts and the profile of their contacts and other details in a CRM system, customer relationship management program. Is that something that you give it the advice on?
Yes, it is. And that's another one of those Facebook questions I cringe at. What CRM should I use?
Yeah.
It's like, well, what are your needs?
Yeah.
But yes, and I've worked in different ones because it's not just one CRM is right for everybody that I work with. And then sometimes, too, a client already has one that they're using, so, okay, that's what we're going to be using.
Right.
But when they're between systems, I will evaluate and come up with a few choices, and we'll discuss it and see which one they want to go with.
That's interesting. The two that I use a Microsoft Access, which was developed for by my former business partner back in the 1980s, actually. I have three databases, but the one has over 16,000 records on it that I've kept up all these years. But now when I'm counseling, because a lot of people don't know about Access, they can use cloud-based systems. And the two that I talk about, and you can maybe add to it or detract, but the one is Zoho, and mm-hmm. the other is the one HubSpot has out there. Mm-hmm. Are there certain systems what do you think about those, or are there other ones that people can use?
Well, Zoho is one that I recommend to people. Okay. I like Zoho because the whole company, it's so many different pieces. It's what do you need? Which pieces do you need? And if it's just the CRM, it's a great place to start.
Yeah.
And then as your business grows, you add in the other pieces. Mm-hmm. But Zoho, definitely.
You like that.
Insightly, it's a Google product. Mm-hmm. Some people don't like Google. It's one I suggest. I use it myself. I'm trying to think of some of the other there's big ones, like you mentioned HubSpot. Mm-hmm. Well, you also have Infusionsoft, that's known for its automation and logic.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for a CRM, that's not the place to be. You know, start with something smaller than that.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need Infusionsoft if you only need a CRM and basic email marketing.
Right.
Absolutely. HubSpot and Zoho are great ones to start with.
Those are the ones I know the best. What was the other one that you mentioned?
Insightly.
Insightly. That mm-hmm. one I've heard people talk mm-hmm. about as well, but I don't know anything about that. But I do tell them they need a system. I mean, believe it or not, I still talk to people that put little notes in. I had a lady come to see me not too long ago, and I said, where do you put all the information about your clients and your prospects? She said, well, I put them in a book, and she said, I have a lot of these little books. I said, oh, dear, that has to change.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, the great thing about the CRMs is that it's living. You can put notes in there to remind you when you need to pick up the phone and call somebody again.
That's exactly right.
A notebook's not going to do that.
It won't do a lot. It's amazing. Oh, goodness, that's so true. All right, I'm going to go on to a couple more of our messages from our sponsors, and I'll be back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon, and I'm chatting here with Christine Rothdeutsch, who's been you're a good guest, very informative.
Thank you.
And while we were talking through the commercials that you all were listening to, I hope we talked about things that we want to cover in the final minutes of this program, and she mentioned GDPR, which I should know about, but I don't, so I can't know everything, right? So now now it's your turn to share with us what that means.
Well, I did just want to bring it up. It's something, if you're doing business online, if you have a website, if you do email marketing, you should have been hearing about GDPR. It's occurring in the European Union, and it stands for General Data Protection Regulation.
Okay.
And it's a bunch of rules of how you have to do business, what you need on your website, your privacy policy, your terms of use, and things that need to be in there, certain components that need to be in there. If you have cookies on your website, you must let people know. There must be like a pop-up that says, "Hey, I'm using cookies on my website." So if you agree with that, then continue on the website. If you don't, then you're going to have to leave the website. But it's letting people know these things that are happening, and then it comes over to your email marketing. You must have approval to put people on your list.
Right, that I know.
if they're in the EU. It's not just a simple, they filled out a form to get a lead magnet. There must be a checkbox that they physically check and say, "Yes, I want to be on your list to receive all sorts of information from you." But there's all these regulations, and this is, I brought this up because this is what I've been dealing with this last week or two with some of my clients. They're like, "Oh my God, what do I have to do about this GDPR thing?" And first of all, it's, don't panic. You're fine. There's no GDPR police out there that you have to worry about right now, but it is something to make sure you have the right pieces in place. Let's work on it now, because it could come to this country also. So, and it's just doing good business. Mm-hmm. But there are avenues to take to do that. There's some legal documents out there that you can generate and just fill in the blank. And put that on your website, mm-hmm. for your privacy policy and whatnot, instead of trying to figure it out yourself. And then there's also, like for your website, if you have a WordPress website, there's plugins that you can put on your website that then walk you through making sure your website is GDPR compliant.
Is that with the assumption that you're doing business internationally, or you're just protecting yourself in our country?
It's with the assumption that somebody from the EU is going to come to your website at some time.
Okay.
And it doesn't even mean that you're selling anything from your website. Most times people have a lead magnet. They're trying to build their list. "Ooh, do you want my free report?"
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody from the EU is just getting the free report from your website, you need to have all these things in place just for that alone.
That's interesting. Yeah, I work with I have a colleague that who helps people set up their websites. That's probably why I'm not familiar with it. I critique websites, but that's something that I've never heard mentioned. I'll have to ask him about it, because he sets up websites for people all the time, and I do refer people to him from time to time. So that's interesting. So you've educated me, and I appreciate that. That's and even if you have a WordPress a website, or would you put it on a WordPress blog also, in case somebody
Yeah.
You would do both.
It can't hurt.
Yeah. Interesting. I'm going to have to look that up. So this is why we do this. So I learn and our listeners learn as well. And by the same token, I've had people leave here that have taken notes too from from our discussion. So that's really good. Anything else to add to that?
No, I mean, and what I just said, I am not an attorney. I don't profess to be one, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn last night. No, I'm sorry. but no, seriously, you know, if you look online, there are legal documents that you can purchase and fill in the blank, and even have your own attorney check them out and make sure that, you know, you're good to go.
That's really good. I'm going to have to ask the folks that I work with who what their position is with this. So how do you find your clients?
Networking.
Do you go to certain types of networking events or... You know, obviously we met at BW Nice, which is a women's group, businesswomen networking in cause related activities and education, charity and education. But what else do you do?
And I'm also a member of eWomen Network. Mm-hmm. I do travel to the other side of New Jersey once a month to go to that meeting because we don't have a chapter in Pennsylvania. But my clients come to me after they've, most of the time, after they've gotten to know me a while, and they say, hey, I need the help. I have gotten some referrals from people. A few of my clients have come through. I know one time I got a referral from somebody that I've never even met. When the person called me and said, hey, so-and-so referred me to you, I was like, wow, and I've never even met her, but she has my name. That's awesome.
Yeah. Listen, I've had that happen, too. It's really great. You know you're getting out there.
Yes, yes. But with what I do, it's the people need to get to know me.
Yeah.
That's when things really click. It's great to have a website and put your information there, but it's just not the same. It's... Working with someone like me virtually, and granted, it's not a huge amount of money every month. I mean, it could be a few hundred dollars a month. I mean, I try to keep people at a certain level because if you go below that, they're not really serious about their business.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but still, it's not a huge amount. What coaches charge and whatnot can be a lot of money. So compared to that, what I charge is not. But I'm going to help you grow your business.
Right.
But still, people are hesitant to spend that. So I like to start people out. We kind of do a trial.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try it for like 3 months. And I'll start. Sometimes I will do a package up front if they know exactly what they need. That's great. We work out a package price. If they're really on the fence and I really want to try to help them, sometimes I will open the door to an hourly package, and just charge them the time I put in. But then I'm really pushing them to get work done because, like I say, sometimes people just don't take it serious enough if they don't have enough invested in it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, you've answered questions that I had about how you work because I know that there are some people that do mentoring and counseling using a package deal arrangement. Others who just work by the hour. So I was always curious to know how you work. But I do counseling also and mentoring, but I don't have any packages because I'm so busy. I don't need a client hanging around. So I figure if I can get them up to speed and get their questions answered and I give them direction, and hopefully they'll come back from time to time to check in with me. So we all have different ways of working. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I do. I have like three to four businesses that I do. So I'm a serial entrepreneur to some extent. But nonetheless, what I'd like you to do is we're about in. I'm checking my time here. So we're about finished. So what I would like you to do is to just share with our listeners how to get in touch with you, your website address, phone number, and one final word of wisdom.
Well, my website is implementingyourvision.com. And my email address is Christine at implementingyourvision.com.
Okay.
My phone number is 610 949-9192. And if you go to my website, I do have some free resources also. You can, if you're not quite sure how to work with a virtual assistant, I do have a free report that explains that. If you want some email marketing tips, I also have a free report on that also that's available on my website.
That's really good.
And my one last tip would be, if you're serious about building your business, get some sort of help. Don't do it all yourself.
I agree, definitely. Well, thank you very much for being here today. I really appreciate it. This has been very informative, and I'm not sure. I have a guest next week. We'll see who it is, and I'll keep it a surprise. But I want to thank you for listening to our program today. Christine has been wonderful. That's Christine Rothdeutsch, and she gave us some really good tips. You can listen to this program again on either Teachable Moments in Business on Facebook, or you can listen to it by going to the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce website, where there's a link to all of the archives for my programs, Teachable Moments in Business, as well as all the other hosts. So thank you for listening today. We'll see you next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families.